Restoring rivers. Human activities have damaged a lot of New Zealand's natural landscape and reduced the health of rivers. Restoring rivers can repair some of this damage. How are rivers restored? To restore a river, you need to restore the whole ecosystem from its source in the mountains through to where it meets the sea. This means restoring water quality. Water needs to be clean, clear, and cold. Water quality is also affected by plants and animals. Bringing back native plants and animals helps restore the whole river ecosystem and the environment around the river. To improve water quality, you can reduce pollution such as runoff from farms, reduce erosion by planting alongside rivers, manage water use so not too much water is removed from the river, planting alongside rivers to restore the biodiversity, remove weeds, trap predators such as stoats, wildcats, rats, and possums, reintroduce native species to increase biodiversity, monitoring. Before you can restore biodiversity to an area, you need to know what lives there and how healthy it is. You can investigate what lives in the river or waterway that you want to restore. Water quality and soil quality can be measured. You could also record what people do in the area and find out if human activity is affecting the health of the area. Eco-sourcing seeds. Ideally, bush areas will regenerate naturally from falling seeds or those carried in by wind or birds. But sometimes nature may need a helping hand through active restoration planting and seeding. This is especially so if the restoration is being done on land that was once farmed. Collecting seeds close to where they are to be planted is called eco-sourcing. It is an important part of a restoration project.